Do not lose heart. On today's episode of the Gather Podcast, we are going to talk about how we can go through this life and try not to lose heart. There's this word, this phrase that I've said a lot lately, and it happens when the things in your life just kind of pile up against you and you're living in what I call the too muchness of it all. Everything just feels like too much. The days where you have just kind of plain lost heart. You're hanging your head in defeat. We've all been there. As women, we tend to juggle a lot of things. Sometimes it's motherhood. Sometimes it's career, family. By nature, we are caregivers and nurturers, and it's really hard when you're trudging through life sometimes and you don't see the fruit of everything you're pouring your life into. It's really easy for us to get in places where we lose heart, where we hang our head and we feel like we are living in defeat. And there are days where I'm in that very place. And so let's talk about this today. The other day I felt like I was in this place, and as I retreated to my quiet place, I was just trying to rest and reflect. And the Lord just reminded me of a passage that I love so much in Psalm 27, 13 through 14. David, he cries out, he says, "I would have lost heart unless I believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." So according to David, belief is what will bring us to the other side. And how do we believe? I think that's the question. When life feels like too much, how do we believe? And I think we believe by waiting in courage and in strength. Number one, I want to remind you today that there is purpose in your pain. We have not been promised an easy road this side of heaven. None of us are immune from facing trials and pain and struggle. And as Christians, as followers of Jesus, we know that this testing that we go through produces perseverance, it produces character, it produces hope, for we've been justified and we've been saved. That's what Romans 5 tells us. So this refining process that we go through, that we endure during our seasons of struggle, when everything just feels like too much, is necessary for our journey as an image bearer and as a follower of Christ. It's in those moments that he refines us, that he makes us more like him. Our pain has purpose. It is for our good. It makes us better. We come out with stronger character. We come out more like him. But more importantly, it's for his glory, even when it almost causes us to lose heart. So number two, I want to remind you today that our faith and belief in Jesus is what allows us to withstand and believe in his goodness. You know, even though the disciples who had known Jesus, they'd walked with Jesus, even these disciples struggled with belief. After the resurrection of Jesus, before his ascension into heaven, Thomas, he struggled to believe, and he actually had to look at the pierced hands of Jesus and touch his side to believe. After that encounter, Jesus states, "Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe." John 20:29 says, and this is us. We have yet to see, but we can believe. We believe that we'll see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And from the beginning of time, God has ordained rescue for his people, and we can stand on this truth that we will see his goodness. That scripture has been with me. It's been one that I have proclaimed in many seasons of my life. When I didn't see much goodness in the natural, I still chose to proclaim that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Number three, I say to you, courage, dear heart, wait on the Lord. That phrase, courage, dear heart, was a good friend of mine's kind of word or phrase of the year last year. And I thought it was just a really powerful phrase. Psalm 33:20 says, "Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and shield." And Psalm 27 reminds us that the Lord will strengthen our hearts. We are not in this alone. I think the beauty in the struggle is in our surrender. When we come to our end and we realize just how utterly and completely dependent we are on Jesus, that's where we find beauty. He is really just using that to draw us ever near to Him. He is fighting our battles for us. We get to surrender to Him. We get to partner with His Holy Spirit to experience victory, to live and walk in abundance. And I find great peace in that. Jesus does the heavy lifting, and the victory doesn't rest on my shoulders. It doesn't rest on your shoulders. We don't have to carry that alone and depend on our own strength. We get to just put our trust in Jesus. So to those of you who are at the end of your rope, if you are near the place of losing heart, if the too muchness of it all feels like it's just burying you, I say to you today, hang on, chin up, don't quit yet, wait with courage and great faith. Do not lose heart. You will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Sometimes we just need to take a pause. We need to acknowledge that that's the place that we're in, that it all just feels like too much, that you know, we can't do it alone. And it's in that moment that we cry out to the Lord. Lord, don't let me lose heart in this place. Come through, meet me here, meet me in this place. I'd encourage you just to kind of think through times where in the past you may have been through a season where you almost lost heart, but the Lord came through for you. Remember the ways that you kind of coped with that during that season. It could be a good reminder of how you can walk out the days of struggle that you may find yourself in today. And just reflect on the goodness of the Lord in your life. Look back. Journal, write out the ways that the Lord has shown up in His goodness for you. Don't forget the things that He's done for you. Remembering is a powerful tool to help us wait with courage, because we've seen the Lord come through for us in the past, and then we can stand and believe that the Lord is going to come through for us again. And sometimes the goodness of the Lord looks different than the world's definition of good. The world's definition of good is a feel-good, happy kind of good. But sometimes the Lord's good isn't always comfortable. It isn't always maybe what we pictured or had in mind, but it's what's best for us. And He sees a far greater and bigger picture than anything we can think or imagine. Think back on the ways or the things that have been helpful for you in seasons of waiting. Remind yourself of those things. Don't just sit down and quit. You can take that pause, you can regroup, and you can go and move forward from that place. Talk to the Lord and ask Him, you know, Lord, redeem this situation. I don't want to lose heart. Meet me in this place. So since spend some time reflecting on this topic, spend some time journaling the ways the Lord's been good to you. He has been faithful to us, and He's going to continue to be faithful to us. Do not let the too muchness of it all drown you in this season. Commit to believe in the goodness of the Lord despite your circumstances. Wait with courage. Be upheld by the strength of your mighty God. And remember Psalm 27, verse 13 through 14. I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and He shall strengthen your heart today. Wait, wait, I say, on the Lord. The Lord wants you to flourish in this season. He wants to see us all growing, becoming more like Him. And my prayer for you today is that even when things may feel overwhelming, even when you are almost at the point of losing heart, that you would realize that it's in that very moment that the Lord is meeting you. He has goodness in store for your life. Courage, dear heart. The Lord is with you. Reach out to another friend that may be struggling in the season of losing heart. Encourage them today. Wait on the Lord. Wait, I say, on the Lord.
Thanks for listening to Gather, Women Better Together. Gather is a resource from IPHC Women. We hope that this podcast is a place of encouragement and inspiration, no matter what season of life you're in. Don't forget to subscribe. This helps us reach more women. And please leave us a review or comment. We love to hear from you. Find more episodes at iphc.org/gatherpodcast. We truly believe women are better together.